Robin speaking.
Yeah, hi, is Butch there?
Yes, your master's calling.
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello, this is Butch.
Hey, Butch, this is Danny with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good, good. Hey, yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. I know we were in contact a couple weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you mentioned you had some plans for, you know, picking up a property around this time. I just wanted to touch base, you know, see how that was going over there for you.
I actually bought it on Thursday.
Oh, good
week,
for you.
July 7th, yeah.
Oh, that's great. How did... So this other property, are you looking to expand the whole business over there, or are you moving?
No. It was a house which is actually beside my residence now.
Oh, okay. Right on. Cool. And is that what you used? I know you said you just brought on a line of credit over there. Did you use some of that as well?
No, actually, I didn't. Anyway, how can I help you, Danny?
Right, yeah, I was trying to touch base, see if you did go through with that. I thought it was maybe an office for the business. I wasn't really sure.
I wasn't sure whether or not I was going to take money from my business or whether I was going to do personal. I'm still not sure, to be honest with you.
Right.
I just called the attorney to set up a settlement, but I'm not sure if I'm going to put that in a personal or in a business and rent the thing. So I actually have my money basically consultant coming over on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. You guys going to work everything out over there?
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it, because somebody asked me, why did you buy the house? I said, if I tell you, you'll think I'm crazy. for parking in a tree, because they plant a tree too close to the property line. I want to cut it down.
So you want to? That's funny. So you're gonna actually just use it for a parking lot then?
No. It's a nice stone home. I mean, it's a nice home, but I want to get the tree down. And those people used to park in my yard. And being a good neighbor, I didn't complain, but I didn't like them parking there. So I bought the house so I can control the parking.
That's great. Yeah, why not? Yeah, well, that's cool. At least you got that. You solved those two problems, you know?
Right. As we speak, Danny, I just got off the phone probably an hour ago with Fidelity because I made some transfers of some stock, and I'm not sure what I want to do yet. I thought I was going to sell Alcoa, but it took off in the last 2 days, so I may sell some of that. You know, I may or may not look for a little bit of money, but I'm not really sure at this point.
Okay, yeah, that's, again, I wanted to touch base. We do, you know, working capital, and I mean, we can, you know, generally free up 10-15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So, you know, however you see fit for the business.
But if I remember correctly when we talked, I think your interest rate was a little bit strong.
I'm not sure if we went over that exactly.
It wasn't exact, but I think I asked you that in round numbers. Because if I use my personal property and just get a home equity line, you know, you're looking at 3-3.5% in that vicinity.
Right. Yeah, no, yeah, and honestly, it would be better to go through that. But this, like the working capital side of things, it would... If you had stuff for the business, you know, if you were looking to, because what exactly would you, I mean, do you use your line of credit for the business?
Well, there's times that I don't really have a specific thing. I may buy a piece of equipment or, you know, I brought a street rod a couple of weeks ago. Well, no, I paid for that cash. stuff like that. I mean, inventory, I may buy a truckload of oil or something from Penn's Oil.
Right,
but I have lines to cover that, you know, and they're in. I think the most I pay is maybe 4.25%.
Right, yeah, and that's great for the lines of credit. And again, this is like this word capital, so they are, it is a term loan. It's like a line of credit in the sense we can get you qualified for generally a little bit more than your average line of credit, but it's you know, it is a term loan though. The terms range from 3 months all the way up to 3 years being the longest, but most first time customers in the 24 month mark.
And what is the interest rate though? I know it's going to vary, but varies from what?
Right, and this is like it's not like a, you know, with your line of credit you're paying a percentage. This is like a fixed cost. So like, say
I'm
you
able
know,
to I'm able to do the math. Let's just suppose I got 100 yeah. grand. What's my payback in
right?
Years?
So yeah, so like
or whatever.
Generally, you know, they range from let's say like I'm gonna say 10 cents on the dollar, you know, on up to suicidal because they are short term unsecured.
Okay.
And they can, you know, unlock that. So for example, like if your business, you said you stock up on oil, you know, pretty quick. Yeah. So if you had a quick, you know, there's a discount on oil, you want to take advantage of the opportunity, but didn't have the cash flow. It's definitely a way you can, you know, get that. So yeah, I mean, if you were looking at 100,000 and then you had like, how would you rate your credit? You know, good, bad, or somewhere in the middle?
Mine?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, I just got it, actually. Hold on a minute.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah, because you just got the house.
I just got it yesterday from BB&T because we were going to do a line of credit. My credit score was 814, and the high is 818.
Oh, wow.
So.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, so you definitely qualify for our better programs. So yeah, that is generally the range though. The range is through that because it is a fixed cost. It's not like a percentage that you got to constantly calculate.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But bottom line is I look at my costs.
Right.
Investment, and that's strong. I mean that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With what I have, I don't need to borrow money like that. So.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I'm saying.
I don't think that what you have is going to do me any benefit because I'm not desperate. If I need money, I just call the bank and tell them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And I understand that, but then again, I didn't know how you, if you did have a constant, you know, turnover of inventory or how you kind of operated over there.
I'm a Pennzoil sub-distributor too, so I may buy a truckload of oil because I sell to numerous places. And,
right.
It all depends on what we're doing. It's sometimes I might borrow some, but I don't borrow much money.
Right, yeah. We pretty much
work off of what we've earned and what we have, and but there's times I get carried away and I buy a street rod and I buy a house.
Right. Yeah, it's like sometimes I'll talk to customers and like, oh, yeah, we got lines of credit. We don't need that. And I'm like, okay, well, what's your balance? You know, and they're like, they have a $100,000 line and they have like, you know, 90K value. And I'm like, okay, well, you have a $10,000 line of credit right now. You know?
Exactly. I have 10 left. So.
Yeah. So sometimes, you know, customers do run into those problems, you know, knock on wood. But yeah. It's definitely a tool, though, to use. But, yeah, Butch, I mean, it was good catching up with you and just, yeah.
Yeah.
And if anything does come up, I think I did email you some information.
You did.
Yeah.
And I put that one in my saved folder because cool. You never know. You know, you could have a rainy day, but I True. Certainly don't anticipate it.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
my rainy day could be if Alco goes to $2 tomorrow or something.
Right.
That's kind of unlikely.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, that's good since you're doing that. How long have you been, you know, trading stocks?
Well, I did it back in the early 80s, and then I decided to just put my focus in the business, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just put money in a retirement fund, contributed to that. And
right.
Now, you know, I sit in my office a lot and look at the computer, so I just transferred a bunch of money into a Fidelity account
mm-hmm.
rather than have a manager who isn't very responsive. You know, they tell you Fidelity's 1 second trade, so if I want to trade or sell or buy, I can do it immediately. It's live, so.
Right, yeah. I use Fidelity as well. I have a Roth on there. But yeah, no, I like it. I have some people use like E-Trade and stuff like that, but I like Fidelity.
Fidelity's good. Yeah, they're. I think that they're probably the best that I've dealt with as far as simplicity, cost, and able to help you.
Right, right. And how did you just out of curiosity? How did you start your business over there?
How do I what?
How did you start your business over there? Like, what got you?
How did I start?
Yeah.
Well, I worked in the corporate world and always wanted my own business, and I worked there in the corporate world for 19 years, and then was able to. They had a package to get rid of overhead, which I took it and started this automotive business and never looked back.
Right, right. That's awesome. So you just, it was in the same industry, or just something completely different?
No, totally different. Yeah. Yeah, people think that you work on cars, you're a motorhead, and that's not at all. I said I could sell women's underwear, and it doesn't matter. It's a business I like, not, I just happen to be good at what I did. So.
Right.
Now I drink coffee and look at my computer, and everybody says that, you know, he doesn't need to do anything anymore, which isn't exactly true, but it's getting close.
That's great. That's good for you. Good position to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, and at this industry, how did you just kind of learned, or you just knew a lot about it?
Not necessity. I was young kid, young father, young married guy. Didn't have money to fix my own. I mean, to pay to fix it. So I learned to do it, and then it just,
right,
you know, a little bit grew into bigger and bigger, and then I bought a property, and then I was working my corporate job and that, and got too much, and then they offered a severance package, which I accepted, and like I said, then I think we've, since 92, this is the third building now that we built, so.
That's great. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Well, yeah, I see somebody standing in my doorway in my office here, like they want to ask me something.
Okay.
I probably ought to do something.
All right.
Good talking to you, Danny.
Good talking to you. Have a good one.
See
Thank you.
Bye-bye.